Well, less than a week after they received their leaving certificate results, today is the first round of CAO offers for thousands of students. The impact of grade deflation and a record number of people applying to the CAO will be assessed in terms of what it means for people hoping to secure their place at third level. It's being reported that some colleges have seen a rise in points required for two-thirds of programmes. Well, to look at the competition for places and also advice on what next for those who don't get their preferred option, we're joined here in studio by guidance counsellor and Irish Times columnist Brian Mooney. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Firstly, the rise in CAO applications, it will understandably concern Leaving Cert students when there's competition for limited places.
Like every aspect of Irish society, our universities are booming, our economy is booming, we've more people employed, we've more people wanting to go to university. We're up from 83,000 applicants to 89,000 applicants. We have 6,500 people in other EU countries now looking to come to Ireland to study because they would have gone to the UK traditionally, but they'd be international students there. We have more students from Northern Ireland. We have more students coming forward from further education colleges. You know, so there's a lot of people wanting to get into first-year undergraduate education in Irish universities.
We are hearing of this rise in points across universities this year, Dublin, Cork, Galway. What are you hearing specifically this morning?
I'm hearing that there is pressure in the system. For instance, in UCD, out of their programmes, 21 of the 37 programmes are up in points requirements. I'm hearing that in Trinity, there's an average 10-point increase across most of their programmes, 2.5%. I'm hearing that in some universities, they are struggling to try and create additional places to avoid random selection. In other words, where a number of people end up on the same points, they're trying to create a number of it. I think Maynooth are doing that specifically to try and ensure that random selection is not a feature of this year's system to as much as is possible to do so. So there's a lot of pressure. And the students who did the Leaving Cert last week are under particular pressure.
And for those Leaving Cert students, they will be vying for a college place with applicants from previous Leaving Cert cohorts who benefited from a greater level of artificial inflation to their results.
There's about 19,780 from previous years and 51,000 from the current year.
Would there be much outcry then over that?
Well, it's if you think about it, those who have the previous years have on average a 7% grade enhancement. Those from this year, it's 5.9. So effectively, it's about one grade, about 10 CAO points. And, you know, they may feel aggrieved if they lose their course by that one grade. It will be very difficult for those students if they don't get their first choice.
Some will feel that it feels unfair. We focus a lot, I feel, on days like this, on those who might not get what they want. But what about those who do get their first choice, but then they're no longer sure if that is what they want? So, you know, those people who are suddenly, all of a sudden, very uncertain. What advice would you be giving to that cohort?
Well, if you've got your first choice, I would accept the first choice by the cutoff date of next Tuesday, purely on the basis that if you don't, it'll lapse. If you do and you change your mind in the next week or two, you can pull back and, you know, there's no financial penalty to yourself. And you're never going to get another offer this year if you get your first choice, because the rest of your application,
it
disappears the minute you have your first choice. If you don't get your first choice, and I heard Eileen earlier saying this, I wouldn't automatically accept a lower choice, because ultimately at the end of the day, if you do accept a place and if you do proceed and you decide in a couple of months' time that it's not the course for you, then effectively you'll pay a very high financial penalty the next year because the HEA won't fund you. So I would think about that. There are huge opportunities in further education courses. There are tertiary degrees still available. If you want something, you find that it's not what you've been offered by the CAO, do look around, because there are so many other opportunities to progress.
On that note, because you do write specifically today under the headline, "Why are so many school leavers and parents oblivious to the existence and benefits of further education?" Can I ask about the attention and intense scrutiny on the Leaving Cert and then this journey that goes on to CAO offers? Yeah. When you talk about there just briefly, there are so many other routes to education after school. Is there somewhat an obsession, do you think, or general focus here in Ireland on the path to points and to college?
I think people think that there's only one route through the round one CAO offer, and it is absolutely untrue. I mean, I chair the board in the Further Education College in St Aughan and Blackrock, and we have students every single year who come consolidate their learning in a particular area, apply to the CAO and get into the desired course they want at the highest points and that they don't have. But because they have that further education award, they walk in the following year. We have the new tertiary degrees, which I was honoured to be able to launch 2 years ago. And ultimately, they're still open. People can go to the National Tertiary Office, nto.ie, today and apply for those degrees, where effectively they get the same level 8 degree. And of course, we have 77 apprenticeships in every aspect of the Irish economy. And some of those apprenticeships are up to PhD level and level 8 degree level, master's degree level. So ultimately, there is the world of choice for young people nowadays. It's a great opportunity, and it's not all on round one. And if you don't get today what you're looking for, just look around. There are still huge opportunities there.
And a good reminder also for those starting into the Leaving Cert curriculum to be aware of all of that. Brian, thank you very much. It is just coming up to 8:30.